VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Russia says it has arrested a suspect in the killing of a senior military official in Moscow. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Russia's security service says it has in custody a suspect in Tuesday's killing of Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, who was the Russian military's head of nuclear, biological, and chemical protection forces. Russia's Federal Security Service, FSB, describes the suspect as a citizen of Uzbekistan, born in 1995, who was recruited by Ukrainian intelligence services to carry out the killing. Kirillov and his assistant died when a bomb hidden under a scooter went off as Kirillov left his apartment building in Moscow. Just the day before, Ukraine leveled criminal charges against Kirillov, accusing him of directing the use of banned chemical weapons in Ukraine. I'm Donna Water.
Russia said Wednesday that Ukraine had repeatedly dropped white phosphorus munitions from drones in September. Kyiv denied it had used such weapons and said it was Moscow that had used prohibited chemical substances on the battlefield. Rescuers are digging for survivors of the magnitude 7.3 Vanuatu earthquake. They have no water and the death toll is unclear. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
World Vision Vanuatu director Clement Chipicolo expects the death toll to increase.
We anticipate that the number of deaths will continue to go up.
Witnesses have spoken to Australian network AUBC about their experience going through the earthquake that struck Vanuatu on Tuesday. Business owner Damien Bird was in a shopping center when it started. He ran out with all the other patrons. Later, he took stock of the damage.
I drove past a Chinese building yesterday that had shops all at the bottom and it collapsed on top of itself, so those shops no longer stood.